coming in and staying. So, thank you.
Randy, you got a question? Or?
Yeah. Scott, can you zoom in close on that condo? You would.
My question is pictometry or the map?
What?
Pictometry or the map? This one?
I want to know where the parking is for 8 vehicles.
That was a question I had.
So they actually...
I'm going to go to the side, show the garage.
This has a huge carport. It has these two garages, and then around here has another two carport, and then they've got parking down the road here. So this is a carport right here. They've got a garage here, and then they've got all this parking here in front.
Okay, my next question is this a public road, private road, or what is
this here?
The road leading the access to it on MoDOT right away.
Do what?
The road leading to it on MoDOT.
Well, I understand that, but width may be a concern, and I didn't know if it was
just
a dedicated public road. Part of it is down close to this, and it is platted, but not the entire road.
So it's a driveway.
I mean, if it's on MoDOT right away, are they allowed to widen the road?
You know more about MoDOT than I do, but
no, MoDOT is.
They'd have to.
MoDOT owns the right of way, but they have not took it in for their maintenance because I've dealt with them on some other issues at the entrance of it. They own it, but they're not taking claim to the maintenance of it yet.
I'm sure they're not going to claim this road and come in there because it's not connected to any main highway. It's connected to a county road. So my concern is who's maintaining this or going to maintain it.
I don't think anyone here can answer that question.
Right away, there's a continuation of the highway.
Who has been maintaining it? You live there.
Yeah.
You do.
I mean, we get the old potholes and we go fill them up, finally get tired of them.
Is there another house beyond this?
Yes, there's two.
Two? That's.
Yeah.
You have two homes.
Harwicks.
Traywick.
Now, where do they live?
Louisiana.
So they use this place?
They will, yep.
Any other questions for the applicant or discussion?
The road's on the state right-of-way, on state property.
Driveway,
Do you have an easement?
Yes, it is.
No. Is there an easement?
There's an easement.
Do you have the easement?
Not with us, no.
Ma'am, I need for you to...
Okay, but you do have a written easement for that roadway.
He thinks so, yeah.
Who paved the road? Who paid to have the road paved? And you don't know for certain you have an easement?
I called the state. State told me they would not take care of it. I asked if I could pave it. They said, you can do anything you want to, because we're not going to have anything to do with it. But I said, can I get that writing? They said, no, there's no way you can get that writing. So
you don't have an easement?
I don't have. That's all I could tell you. I got permission to do it verbally. That was it. But that it's a mobile right-of-way, and he said we had the right to use it all we wanted to.
But you don't have a piece of paper that says it's okay.
I don't think MoDOT's going to take it away from anybody. I don't know if it's on my deed. I never read it.
Okay.
Scott, when that was built on, wouldn't they have had access to a right-of-way easement to the road?
I would think both houses would.
is from the other way? Does that?
So this house was built in 1995. I don't know when they acquired that right-of-way, but whoever's property that was that they basically took in, there would have been an easement on it, but whether that easement, I don't have availability to MoDOT documents. The what?
The right-of-way line.
The state.
It's all this that's not colored. All this is MoDOT right-of-way. Here's their drive that goes
so
down.
So they just cut out around that house, basically.
It just surrounds it, correct.
Yeah, instead of taking
and the only thing that touches that house is the other half of the duplex.
Yeah.
The adjoining property is that duplex and MoDOT right-of-way.
So if and when they had ever built the highway, then that's
probably an exit ramp or something, it looks like. I mean, that's what, it's an exit ramp.
So that roadway does carry on through, and you can get out the other way.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah, the other roadway right. Going down through there.
Yeah, Lone Pine or the Skyline Road?
Skyline.
Skyline Road ends down here at a private.
So it doesn't join Black Oak.
It stops right here. But this, again, is privately owned. This is a privately owned road right-of-way.
Okay.
And here's another public road right-of-way, but they do not touch. But again, okay. This is private.
So you can't get there from here. Okay.
But you can't get to it coming back through the backside. There's only one duplex and two single-family homes on that. I call it a driveway.
So I was just thinking, say, so we've got a driveway on state property that doesn't have a documented easement.
Well, one time it would have had an easement on whoever owned it, yeah. But whether that carried when MoDOT.
I would imagine the road, the property would have went all the way out to Skyline. And then when the state came in and bought their right of way, they just basically went around that house, the duplex, safe from buying it.
So one time private ownership owned that, and I'm sure that there was a right-of-way to get to these two homes, or an easement to get to the two homes. But how MoDOT would write that up when they eminent domained that property and bought it, I don't have access to the MoDOT documents.
Any other comments, questions?
The other question I had is on one of these drawings it mentioned it's only got a 1,000-gallon septic tank, and it required for the amount of people that's eligible for this, it would require more.
I did the math, and it'd be at least 2,000 gallons of septic tank storage. That's why you've got item number 5 here.
Okay.
Before they can qualify and start renting, they would have. I'd have to have something in our file from Taney County Environmental Services that either was a permit for an added tank, more lateral, new system, or that what they have currently there sufficiently will work for 16 occupants.
Is there nothing on record at
well, in your staff report.
Pardon?
In your staff report. I alluded to the building permit that was in 2002 for a 2,900 square foot duplex that had handwritten on it that will not live in the home until connected to approved septic system. And no, I could not find a septic permit. Thus, we need Taney County Environmental Services, who's the current on-site wastewater permit authority for Taney County, to give it the okay for 16 occupants. Whether that's a new system, added tank, that would be his call to make it satisfactory to me.
So everything you would be saying
to that? Oh, yeah, all these factors. But that's one more that was a staff recommendation to add to make sure that we had the system in place for the 16 occupants.
So based on all that's been presented, we have the 8 items to review when making a consideration to approve or deny the application. So I don't know if we need to go through those or have open discussion on concerns or.
Well, my concern is going to be with the access to this, with the amount of bedrooms available to this home to the amount of traffic that could be generated without a documented access, basically.
So that's under four.
It's which under five. Number five.
Specifically, well, narrow four, road.
Four's got traffic generation as well.
Huh?
Number four's got traffic generation too, lighting, noise, odor duties. And then five, transportation, access roads. So the concern, your concern would be basically the width of the road or the...
The width and the access, I mean, actual documented access. It's not a public, part of it's private road, but that's beyond the house, but it's undocumented what's to get to this place. I know it's paved, but it's a narrow paved one-lane road.
So based on that, are you open to make a specific motion to oppose the application, or is that discussion for...
That's part of the discussion. I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks. So.
People that live on beyond it, do you have an easement?
Yes, I do.
To get all the way from the beginning?
I have a deed to the property. Are you asking me what exactly?
Yeah, from the beginning on by their place all the way down to yours.
I don't have an easement from the highway department, but my husband brought that property in 1979. That road did not exist. He had that road built, and he received an easement from Ron and Margaret Hake, the original owners of those lots. He bought property through those lots and got an easement all the way out to Skyline Road. Now, when the Missouri Highway Department came in a few years ago and took their part, so would we be grandfathered in as having an easement because we originally did?
I wouldn't think their easement would go away just because they bought that, because that would cut off your access, I would believe, and I don't think they can do that.
Well, that would be a plan. She had, in my opinion, she's got the right of way, the right to use that road because they did have an easement with the landowner.
And let me explain something else if I can real quick. That black oak that you saw on the map, that does not exist from the house above us.
Correct. That's where our turnaround would be on the county maintained road.
Right.
It was never
so
developed.
That map
on.
Is not accurate.
It was never developed on beyond to connect.
Right. Skyline Road is
undeveloped, platted road. If the road's still platted, but it's not developed. It's there.
It's not there.
It's right. You're absolutely right.
Any other comments, questions for the applicant or amongst ourselves? We can get to a motion for or against.
I'll make a motion to deny based on undocumented access, number five.
On number five, it's the access roads.
Inadequate access routes. I guess that's in six, sorry. Well, it's got access roads in number five also.
Based on the size of the road or the
width of the road, and we don't know if they've got an easement as well as these other people.
So from your discussion, Randy, I've put the width of the road surface being narrow would not provide safe access to the duplex for nightly rental use in this location, and the access being undocumented. That's just all from your conversation.
Yes.
Sounds accurate. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
So we've got a motion, a second. Do we have any further discussion?
Second was by?
Doug.
Doug. Okay, thank you.
I would agree based on the traffic volume. You know, it's one thing for a residential family to have the driveway that's in use, but nightly rental is going to increase the traffic. and we've got another tenant at the end of the road, that's going to create some potential.